there's a lot of pressure that's mounting on tennis associations around the world, and this is to boycott the Beijing Winter Olympics in 2022. And this call comes after tennis star Peng Shuai disappeared for 3 weeks after accusing a senior Chinese official of sexual assault. Well, tennis commentator Dave Worsley has been keeping a close eye on the story, and he's with us now. Hi, Dave.
Hi there, Karen.
How big a star is Peng?
Peng Shuai is a big star. She's been world number one in doubles, won two Grand Slams in doubles. She's been in the top 20 in singles. So that's a decent player. She also made the semifinals of the US Open a few years ago in singles. She even played here in New Zealand in the ASB Classic. I think she made the semifinals at least once as well. So she is a big star. She's probably not China's biggest. That was Li Na, but she is one of the biggest tennis stars to ever come out of that country. And she is very respected around the world as well, from her peers through to other tournaments around the world.
And she must be a big celebrity in China.
Yeah, oh, yes, she is. She's well known. A lot of government officials and sports officials want to be seen with her and want to spend time with her, which makes this whole case intriguing all the more.
Yes, so she's accused her ex-partner of sexual assault. He was a former vice premier, but she'd also had a relationship with him. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, it's a little bit of an interesting one there. He's certainly a lot older. I mean, Peng Shuai herself is 35, and I believe the person that she's accused of sexual assault is in early 70s, and as you said, very high up in the Chinese parliament. I mean, to say that you accuse someone of that standing of anything means a lot. You don't do it just, you know, on a whim. So for Peng Shuai to actually say that this particular man had assaulted her, and to actually put that out on social media, then it suddenly got taken down. Then a couple of weeks later, 3 weeks later, a statement came out from a verified official Chinese media outlet that said, "Hello, it's Peng Shuai here. I am totally fine. I am staying at home and having a rest. There is no problems at all. Please leave me alone." It sounded very, very suspicious around the world. And just the way it was written, it's like, that doesn't sound like her and sounds very suspicious after she'd already accused someone of sexual assault. So there's something very fishy going on, or something certainly very intriguing going on at the moment, Karen.
The post was only up on Weibo for half an hour before it was taken down. And as you say, these happy smiley pictures that didn't really ring true, particularly to Women's Tennis Association and other associations around the world and players that she'd shared the court with. And now the Women's Tennis Association is calling for a boycott of China in regard to playing tennis there, I believe.
That's right, yeah. The WTA and the CEO of the WTA, the Women's Tennis Association, said, well, look, you know, if we don't see something a bit more, we understand these photos and these pictures that are coming out, and the IOC put something out, which doesn't always mean that much. We want something a bit more substantial from Peng Shuai herself, actually speaking to us, actually being not looking as though she's controlled or not in a controlled environment. We'd like to actually hear her say hi herself, rather than coming from an official news source from the Chinese Communist Party. And they've said, we will not have any tournaments in China in the near future, which is huge, because every sport knows that if you're in China, you've got a huge audience. You also have potentially a lot of government money. So for them to potentially turn that down is big.
Dave, didn't she, well, it's reported that she had a conversation with the president of the International Olympic Committee. We only saw stills of that. We didn't see any of the conversation. Yeah. We just saw it.
Isn't that interesting? Doesn't it, you know, she had conversation for apparently 30 minutes with Thomas Bach, the head of the IOC, or someone of that standing in the IOC, very high up. But all we heard, all we saw was those stills. And all we heard from the IOC was, oh, yes, she's fine. Now, you put that together, and maybe we're drawing a very long bow here, but you do have the Winter Olympics in China next year, and the IOC know that they need and want China to be involved and China to host. They can't afford, well, they probably can't afford it, but they're very well off, but they don't want to lose China. So it just, that doesn't help. The IOC could have asked her some questions, could have made it open for people to watch. could have done a lot of things, or they could have invited the WTA into that conversation, but they didn't.
Have they just...
more.
I was just going to say, have they justified why they didn't? Why did they not let the world just take part in that conversation as well and reassure themselves?
The IOC doesn't justify anything. They earn or have more money than New Zealand does as a country. They don't need to justify anything. To themselves, they feel we don't need to justify anything. Yet it would have made things so much simpler just to even do it in a private conversation to bring in the WTA boss as well. Wouldn't that have made sense?
So now the Women's Tennis Association, and it hasn't assuaged fears. People are more worried than ever about Peng Shuai, but we've seen more pictures of her appearing here and there. So where to now? That they can, I guess, boycott China in terms of tennis, but what's the hope from the Women's Tennis Association that's going to happen here?
Yeah, this is a difficult situation right now because it's sort of just... There's almost like a bit of a wait and see, and then China keeps on just putting out these little bits of, oh, here's a video, look, she looks happy, but she's still not talking directly. The only direct talk that we know of is with the IOC, who won't tell us what she said exactly or won't make it public. So for the Women's Tennis Association, it's a really difficult situation because they've seen, obviously, the photos and things like that, but they're just not sure that it's her being coerced or being told you've got to do this or your family's not safe or who knows. Yeah, it's kind of a wait and see, but how much pressure do you put? How much do you step back? How much do you go forward with pressure? A really interesting one because all of the top players, we're talking Serena Williams, Novak Djokovic, we're talking Naomi Osaka, are all behind the WTA saying we need to know what's going on. Even Wimbledon, who never get involved in anything like this, have even come out and said, we are supporting, where is Peng Shuai?
Really, it's China's biggest hashtag Me Too scandal.
It really is. And isn't that amazing? I think it's quite phenomenal. And I think it's great to a certain extent. But I sort of, part of me is torn in the sense that, where is this woman? But then we're seeing photos. So, yeah, part of me is torn. We're seeing something, but we don't completely know what it is. Is she happy? Don't know. Is she okay? Don't know. How do you know? I mean, wouldn't it be so much simpler if something, if the Chinese put out or if Peng Shuai was able to get on, well, you can't get on Facebook, of course, in China, but if she was able to get on and actually put out something that felt more from the heart and felt as though it was actually her talking rather than coerced?
Well, Dave, thanks very much. This story is just going to go on and on until she is physically seen moving and talking, not just a picture, I imagine.
Indeed, yes, it is. It's quite an intriguing one, and I'm sure, like you said, it will be around for a little while.
Thanks for joining us, Dave.
No problem.
Tennis commentator Dave Worsley on Peng Shuai, who disappeared for 3 weeks, back now, but only in stills, as we were talking about then.